From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a political chat between Slate's founding editor, Michael Kinsley, and former Republican presidential candidate and magazine publisher, Stephen Forbes. But our lead comes out of Washington, where the White House is denying that the president's chief political advisor, Karl Rove, was involved in leaking to the press the name of a CIA agent. She is the wife of former Ambassador Joseph Wilson, a sometime administration critic. The leak is a possible felony. Here's a backgrounder from Slate's Andy Bowers.
Joseph C. Wilson is a former U.S. ambassador to Gabon who also served as a lower-level diplomat in, among other places, Iraq. Last year, the CIA asked him to go to Niger and investigate a claim that Saddam Hussein had tried to buy so-called yellowcake uranium, presumably for nuclear weapons. Wilson determined the claim was probably bogus and reported that back to the U.S. government. Yet in January of this year, several months after Wilson's findings, President Bush repeated the uranium buying claim in his State of the Union speech. Wilson made the story of his mission public in a New York Times op-ed piece in July. A week later, syndicated columnist Robert Novak published the name of Wilson's wife and reported that two senior Bush administration officials had told him that she was an undercover CIA operative. That has not been disputed, but clearly it was not supposed to be made public. Now CIA Chief George Tenet has asked the Justice Department to investigate who at the White House might have leaked the confidential information. It's illegal to disclose the identity of a covert CIA agent. And the Washington Post reports that administration officials disclosed the wife's identity to as many as six reporters. However, only Novak published it.
That news backgrounder from Slate senior editor Andy Bowers.